Great, that is fabulous singing. You are all singing really, really well this evening. But I wonder, are you ready for Christmas? That's the question which is up on our screen at the moment. When it comes to getting ready for Christmas, I think there's two different types of people. Only two types of people. You can put people into two different categories. Are you ready for Christmas? On one side, we have the overly organized kind of people. And then on the other side, we have the last minute panickers. I wonder what camp you fall into. One side, we have the overly organized. They're the people who have bought and wrapped their presents back in September. And they're rather smug about it. I saw a few pictures this year on Facebook. Somebody put a picture up of these wrapped presents with the comment, "Just finishing my Christmas wrapping." Now, is there anybody like that here this evening? Who had their presents organized and wrapped months ago? Go own up. There's one hand at the back, okay? How does that happen? I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow to be organized enough. And then on the other hand, I think it's most people when it comes to Christmas, it's the last minute panickers. You're actually sitting there at the moment thinking, this is Sunday, there is 1 week to go. You're actually thinking, when will this carol service be over? Because I have so much to do for Christmas. And you think this week to come, there's only a few days left of Christmas, it's going to be stressful and it's going to be a manic week as well. You might ask, Peter, are you ready for Christmas? To answer that question, you have to ask my wife, Joanne, are you ready for Christmas? Because when it comes to Christmas, I am pretty useless. I don't do a lot. I buy the tree and hold it up and make sure it's straight, and that's about the height of what I do. It was really good this year because Joanne actually bought her own Christmas presents. She bought them, she handed them to me, and she said, "You could give these to me on Christmas morning," which was great. The problem happened next when I said, "Would you mind wrapping them as well?" It didn't go down too well. So that's the one thing I've got to get done this week. I've got to wrap Joanne's presents that she bought for herself. But I wonder as we think about this, are you ready for Christmas? Some of you are, some of you are going to be stressed out this week. But if you think about this question, perhaps you're not as prepared, perhaps you're not as ready as you actually think you are. And as we think about that this evening, we're going to watch a short video clip.
Christmas, it's a fun time of the year. Presents, friends, and probably too many mince pies. You know Christmas Day is around the corner when people keep on asking, "Are you ready for Christmas?" We repeatedly check our lists. Have I ordered the food, bought all the presents, invited people, decorated the house, and sent the Christmas cards? We can get so wrapped up in the busyness and what the shops have to sell us that we can miss the most important thing. What God has to give us. From almost the beginning of time, God was getting the world ready for the first Christmas. Shepherds on the hills near Bethlehem were made ready for Christmas as angels told them about the Saviour who is Christ the Lord. The wise men were ready for Christmas as they followed the star which led them to Jesus. The Son of God was coming to earth to save us from ourselves, our sin, and Satan. The baby who was laid in a wooden crib would eventually be laid on a wooden cross. He took on himself the sin of the world. God's love is such that Jesus came to pay the price for our wrong. He died that we might be forgiven and brought to know God. Asking Jesus to become your Lord and Saviour is the best way to be ready for Christmas and the new year and all the future. You never really know the joy of Christmas until you look to God and tell him that you have received his gift to you.
Back to that question, are you ready for Christmas? Are you really ready for Christmas 2016? Make sure you don't miss the most important thing. And as our video said, the best way to be ready is by accepting the greatest gift. The greatest gift that God has actually given to us. By accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's the best way to be ready for this Christmas. It's the best way to be ready for the new year. And as the video said, it's the best way to be ready for all the future as well. If you'd like to know more about this great gift, on your seat as you came in this evening, it should be one of these leaflets. Ask the same question, are you ready for Christmas? If you haven't got one in your seat, that's because you're sitting in one of the seats that were added in probably at the end. But this is a leaflet that explains more of the Bible's message. It's what we call the gospel. The gospel really means the good news. The good news that the Bible wants to share with us about the greatest gift of Jesus Christ and knowing him as our Lord and our Savior. I encourage you to read this leaflet. Explain it in a better way than I possibly could to you this evening. Take it away. Think about it. Think about the truths that this leaflet contains. But maybe you look and think, well, I want to find out even more than that. I also have a book with me this evening. It's called The Same Thing. Are You Ready for Christmas? It's a lot bigger than that leaflet. It's about 45 pages. It'll take quite a short time to read it. But again, it explains more carefully and more thoroughly this incredible message about why Jesus Christ came into the world and the change and the difference that Jesus Christ can make in your life. Or maybe you're sitting there this evening and you think, I know this truth, and I know that I need to get right with God, but I want to talk to somebody about it. I want to maybe ask some questions. I want to explore this Christmas message further. I'd love to chat to you, or maybe Paul, or somebody who invited you along this evening from our church. We'd love to chat to you and explain the greatest gift, Jesus Christ. But you don't need to read a leaflet, and you don't need to read a book, although these may be helpful to receive the greatest gift. This evening, you can actually trust Christ as your Savior where you're sitting this evening. Turn to him, ask him to forgive you, to come in and to be your Lord and Savior. As we finish this part this evening, let me ask this again one last time. Are you ready for Christmas? Are you really ready for Christmas? Let's make sure that every single one of us in the room this tonight is ready. We've accepted the greatest gift, Jesus Christ, as our Savior. Let's pray together. Dear Father, we thank you for the greatest gift. We thank that you, the Father, sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Savior of the world, to live a perfect life, to die on a cross, not for his sins, but for our sins, and to offer us the greatest gift, forgiveness and reconciliation to a holy God. And we pray this year that each one of us will be ready, ready for Christmas, ready for a new year, and ready for all future, because we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Help us to know the truth of that in our hearts and in our lives. And we ask this in Jesus Christ's lovely name. Amen.